Live from the historic parsonage of 19th century gospel minister George Norcross in downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, it's Iron Sharpens Iron, a radio platform on which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs 27, verse 17 tells us, "Iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another." Matthew Henry said that in this passage, quote, "We are cautioned to take heed whom we converse with and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better." It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next hour, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. Now here's our host, Chris Arnson.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth who are listening via live streaming at ironsharpensironradio.com. This is Chris Arnson, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Tuesday on this 26th day of February 2019. This program today is very important to me because I am no stranger to suffering. Many of you know that my precious late wife, Julie, went home to be with the Lord in 2011 after nearly 20 years of marriage. And today we are going to be discussing sanctification through suffering. And I have two guests to do this, one per hour, who will both be speaking at the same conference coming up on the theme sanctification through suffering. The first is a returning guest. His name is Andrew Rappaport. He's also an old friend. He is founder and president of Striving for Eternity Ministries. He is the establisher of Spread the Fire, evangelism training and outreach events, most notably Jersey Fire and NorCal Fire in California. He's an instructor at Striving for Eternity Academy, an online school teaching hermeneutics and systematic theology, and he is the author of What Do We Believe? A Systematic Theology for New Believers, and a quick reference resource for mature Christians, and What Do They Believe? A Systematic Theology for Major Western Religions. And coming up in the second hour, we're going to be joined by a friend of Andrew's, Colleen Sharp, producer and co-host with Ashley Glassick of the podcast Theology Gals, who is going to be on the speaking roster at the Sanctification Through Suffering Conference. But first of all, for the first hour, it's my honor and privilege to welcome you back to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Andrew Rappaport.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I realize now that I got to update my bio. I realized that I didn't put anything about my podcast up there.
Yeah, you're right, you didn't.
It's changed.
Well, why don't you tell us about your podcast?
And I have another book that I contribute to. I have a couple of podcasts. One is called Andrew Rappaport's Rap Report. That's a weekly hour-long show. One of the more recent ones, I think we just dropped one with Todd Friel on discernment, which was good. We got one coming up with Amy Spearman dealing with the issue of New Apostolic Reformation. Then I do one a daily, Monday through Friday, 2 minutes. That's called Andrew Rappaport's Rap Report Daily. 2 minutes a day, Monday through Friday. Right now I'm going through every book of the Bible in 2 minutes, just giving a quick overview. So I'm currently going through with that. And then I have a podcast called Apologetics Live, where a friend of mine, Matt Slick, and I open up the phone lines kind of on the internet, and we do a two-hour live show. And just never know what we're going to get. We've been getting a lot of Eastern Orthodox Catholics, atheists coming in, so that becomes a podcast as well. And then I started a new one called So You Want to Be a Podcaster, for anyone that wants the podcast, because I'm the executive director of the Christian Podcast Community, and so we've been encouraging Christians to do good podcasting, so we're helping them out through that, and that's why we created that podcast. So, yeah.
You used a key word, you're encouraging Christians to do good podcasting.
Well, yeah, okay, so here's a little thing that people may not realize. When it comes to podcasting, if you look at Apple, iTunes, you have the top category is religion and spirituality, of which Christianity makes up most of that, and a lot of that's because of things like sermon audio, a lot of sermons out there. And so that makes that category twice as large as any other. But if you go and you look in religion and spirituality, number one, Who do you think comes up? I'll give you a guess. Who do you think would be number one?
As far as podcasts?
Yep.
You?
Nah. Joel Osteen is number one.
No, that's horrible news. Horrible news.
Exactly. And often followed by a whole bunch of other people that you'd think horrible. You have to get down quite a ways before you get to someone like MacArthur or Sproul that you could say, well, they're solid. So we want to try to encourage Christians to produce some good content and encourage good Christian, not only the content but the quality, so that people would be anxious to listen to different podcasts.
Yes. Well, I have no idea where I am on that list, but I do know that my audience is growing every day, and I'm so thankful to the Lord that people are discovering Iron Sharpens Iron Radio globally and contacting me nearly every day. And it gives me more joy than I can describe in the English language. Also, I think a interesting note about you is you are a Calvinistic Jew, which makes you as rare as a Bigfoot sighting.
Probably, yes. I am Jewish. It's good. You know, last time you and I were on the radio, though I don't think this aired yet, but I was interviewing you.
Yes.
And we're still, I'm excited. That I was talking to someone about that. That, for your listeners, would be great, because I don't think I've ever heard you open up as much as you did, and for people to get to know you, that was enlightening to
yes.
me as well.
Those were the interviews at the G3 conference that just took place in January in Atlanta, Georgia, and my webmaster, Eric, who is my volunteer webmaster, he does it absolutely free of charge just because he loves the program, he is hopefully going to get around to getting all of those interviews conducted at the G3 conference so that they can be aired during the live segment of the show, even though they'll be pre-recorded, of course. But hopefully that will happen soon, because I had conducted a lot of interviews, and that was a fun one, being interviewed by you, because that doesn't happen a lot.
Yeah, well, now, you said he does it because he loves the show. I thought he was a glutton for punishment, and that's what he worked with you. Maybe I have it all wrong.
That's one of the reasons why the show on suffering today is important, because so many people suffer when they listen to the show. So tell us more about Striving for Eternity Ministries, for those of our listeners especially that don't know about you or the ministry and haven't heard your interviews on this show or your podcast, etc.
Yeah, sure. I appreciate that. Striving for Eternity is a discipleship ministry, so we try to do discipleship in a lot of different ways. In the conference that we'll talk about is one of them, and we do it through our academy. We have an online academy. We make money by offering it for free. That doesn't work out right. But we actually offer the courses for free on YouTube, and it works out well for that. Because we get to train people literally around the world, and especially in places like China where they can't get seminary training, and this is some of the training that they get. We have our basically the podcasts that we're now using to disciple, and we're trying to disciple podcasters to, you know, really, like on our Facebook group, we have a Christian podcast community Facebook group, and we don't let everybody in, but if they answer the questions and say they're a Christian, we let them in, pretty much. And the interesting thing is we've had some folks that might not really agree with their theology completely. We have some folks in there may not be completely reformed, but as Colleen is the executive, administrator for the community, and as she works with folks, and I work with folks, we've been seeing some people kind of cleaning up some of their theology as we talk about their podcasts. So it's neat to see that, you think you were just talking podcasting, technical stuff, and yet in there we get to help some folks with their theology. So it's another way that we seek to disciple people.
Great, and you have an upcoming event that I mentioned, which is also under the same theme as our discussion today, Sanctification Through Suffering. What was the catalyst, because you have a lot of different kinds of events, what was the catalyst of you choosing that specific theme this time around?
Yeah, I mean, most people think of us because of the evangelical events, you know, the Jersey Fire, Ohio Fire, NorCal Fire, and which we are renamed to be Equip Jersey, because ever since the Strange Fire Conference, everyone thinks those conferences are just charismatic. So we've renamed them the Equip Conferences. But the real catalyst is that I came to realize that not too many people really talk about the issue of suffering within Christianity. There's a lot of people that I end up counseling, others end up counseling, that struggle with depression, anxiety, living with an unsafe spouse, living with a difficult spouse, living with children that are rebellious. And for the most part, within Christianity, people want to keep that under wraps, and they feel ashamed, and they don't want to talk about the struggle. And we have one of our speakers at Striving Fraternity, Pastor Frank Mullis, who he's a professional counselor, and he ends up his specific area of expertise, which no one would want, is counseling sexual abusers. So he gets to deal with the worst of the worst, and it really was a conference where we wanted to bring him in, bring Justin Peters in. As you know very well, Justin struggles with cerebral palsy, and I don't think, and you can tell me if you've ever heard him complain, but I have never heard Justin Peters ever complain about anything.
No.
And yet he struggles so much.
Unless you mean someone might think that he never rebukes or chastises or warns other media people who are heretical. I mean, that's one thing he definitely complains about.
Well, that he does, yeah. He I mean, like, complain about his situation. I mean, so many people
have
cerebral palsy. He has to walk with, and what people may not read, he literally travels the world, goes into third world countries where he can't bring his scooter, so he's walking in his crutches on dirt roads, and you know, he's sleeping on floors, and he doesn't comply. I've seen him in places where he sleeps on someone's floor, and he's okay with it. You know, I've been with him where he goes to go somewhere, and they put him up at a hotel, but they forget that he's handicapped and he can't climb into a tub.
Right.
You know? And he's like trying to shower in a sink. I mean, that's, you know, this is one of the most humblest guys, if not the most humblest guy I ever met. And if we're going to talk about suffering, I was like, this is the guy to do it, because he struggles every day. I mean, things we take for granted. Some brothers got together and blessed him with a shirt that has magnet buttons, because just dressing himself is a difficult thing, and people don't think about that. Think about what happens if you can't use your hands with the dexterity just to button your shirts.
Right.
And he used to have a device to help him do that. And now he got these shirts that have magnets. That's great. But most of us take for granted that we can button our shirts and tie our shoelaces and things like that. And so Justin's going to come in, and we're going to, you know, he's going to talk about the truth about trials from James chapter 1. If you haven't ever heard him preach scripture, most people know him for New Apostolic Reformation and Charismatics and all that. He's outstanding at exegeting scripture.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to getting him back on the show. It's been a while, and I would love to have him promote your conference soon, because it's coming up very soon. So you have Justin Peters, you have Frank Mullis, and you have Colleen Sharp, who is our second guest today. Tell us more about Colleen, even though we'll have her say a little bit about herself when she comes on, but tell us about Colleen.
Colleen is... one of the things that Rez is she's going to do a breakout session just for the ladies. It was something that some folks had concern. Are you going to have a woman? She's on the roster there. She and Pastor Joe Suazo are going to do breakout sessions. Now, she's someone who has struggled with physical ailments, and she can get into more of that when you have her on. But she's someone who, as a mother, people often don't think about what it's like when you're a mother and you can't do everything that you might like to do, and you're having to still raise the kids, and your husband goes to work, and you still have to do what you have to do. And she has a ministry that she ends up in her Facebook group. She counsels a lot of women dealing with a whole range of areas. And so she's going to really be trying to give comfort from God's word in suffering. It's her topic. really
well, looking forward to having her on for the first time, and I'm glad that you pronounced her name, because I would have mispronounced it. You said Colleen. That's the way you pronounce it.
Yeah, don't worry. If you pronounce it Colleen, and you tell her I told you that was the proper way, you'll be fine with her, because it took me a long time to pronounce it right, and it was a running joke for a very long time on her show. She used to. Anytime anyone got it wrong, she'd kind of blame me.
Well, I'm glad I know ahead of time, because I would have called her Colleen and assumed that's what it was. All right, and tell us about Joe Suozzo.
So Joe Suozzo is a pastor here in New Jersey. It's the church where I attend. And Joe was a missionary to India for over 10 years. And that was really where he really wanted to be. But his health in India wouldn't allow him to stay. He got to a point where he got very, very sick because of the environment there, and he had to return home. And when he returned home, he became a pastor, but it wasn't really where his desire was, and he actually went into a depression for a while. People may not think of that a pastor could actually suffer with depression, and he did, and you know, he talks about that often. And so he wants to provide, he basically is going to look at Genesis 3 and Romans to provide a biblical basis for suffering. And he has a lot of personal experience with it. The only person that we have that's speaking that isn't like dealing with ongoing or an elongated period of suffering would be Pastor Mullis.
And the job that he has, he doesn't experience depression? Counseling sexual offenders?
Well, you should ask him when you have him on. I think maybe because of his jiu-jitsu, he gets the aggression out with his students.
Yeah, that could be. That could be. Hopefully not the people he's counseling in the parking lot.
You know, you think about it, in someone like in Frank's line of work, I cannot imagine sitting and talking to 600 or 700 guys a week and hearing and having to counsel them with the stories that they end up doing.
Wow, that many.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he is one of George's leading experts on this area. And one of the things we're thinking of doing, we haven't put this in the schedule, we're going to see how time goes. We have this schedule. We're going to end with a question-answer time. But what we may do is take the four speakers and break them up into different rooms and do, you know, basically do like a small group counseling, or where people can get into more in-depth questions, or maybe allow for some more one-on-one. We haven't figured out how we can work that out. But I'm sure that when you deal with a topic like suffering, you're going to get people who are struggling with a lot of different areas, and some of it they don't want to make public, but they don't know where else to go. And that's really what we're trying to gear this conference for, is people who just don't know where else to go. They've been struggling, and they want help. And this is not a topic people speak about in church often, or definitely not in conferences.
And by the way, folks, this Friday, God willing, March 1st, Frank Mullis will return to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio as a guest to promote this very same conference, Sanctification Through Suffering. And so mark your calendars, 4 to 6 p.m., Frank will be back on the show. Looking forward to that. Always enjoy interviewing Frank. before I forget to mention it later, if anybody wants more information on this conference regarding sanctification through suffering, go to strivingforeternity.org, strivingforeternity.org. And then /conference-on-suffering/. That's strivingforeternity.org/conference-on-suffering/. And what do you think, Andrew, is the primary thing that Christians, Bible-believing Christians, get wrong about suffering? What do you think, from your experiences, and talking to people and evangelizing, the wrong, inappropriate reactions that Christians have to suffering? Because obviously, unbelievers have all kinds of wrong reactions. Although sometimes we all sit in amazement that we as Christians, when when non-believers endure unspeakable torturous suffering, and they have a positive attitude and all this, and I just don't understand how these things occur without the Lord. Tragically, that will not benefit them in any way when they perish if they don't have the Lord. But tell us, what do you, in your opinion, what are some wrong ways people react to suffering?
You know, I did a podcast with Amy Montevati on the issue of dealing with depression and anxiety. And one of the things that we both came to a conclusion, I think this would be the biggest thing that Christians especially do, is they suffer alone. They don't go to the church, which is there to do all the one anothering that we see in Scripture. And people end up struggling alone, mostly because they're ashamed to let anyone know that they struggle. Or they just think that they shouldn't let anyone know, they should deal with it by themselves. Where they somehow, and I think some of this is bad teaching, but this comes in from some of the Word of Faith and whatnot teaching, where people think that if you're a Christian, you shouldn't struggle. So if you go to your church and say you're struggling, what are they going to think of me? Are they not going to let me serve in ministry? Are they going to think less of me? Are they going to think I'm not saved? And so for a lot of different reasons, people do not access the community that God has given us to serve one another.
Yeah, I can fully understand why people involved in the Word of Faith movement, or even some of the more extreme Pentecostal and charismatic movements that Justin Peters has dedicated his life to expose for their falsehoods. But I can understand, in fact, I know someone, I haven't seen him in years, but I know someone who developed a liver problem, and it was a very terminal problem if he didn't have it rectified. In fact, I think he was either the first or one of the first liver transplants in the United States. And he, he was a member of a Pentecostal church. I don't know how far into the Word of Faith movement they delved into, but when it was discovered that he had this ailment, he was basically vilified in the congregation as someone who was lacking in faith. And that is a really not only heretical problem, but that is a dangerous problem. It's a slander of God Himself. Don't you think that this is actually a monstrous way of looking at things?
I think it's a real problematic, because what it is it cuts off the very help that we need. That's really what God has given us is His Word, His Holy Spirit, and one another.
Right.
And most people end up, when they get to this point, because they're trying to do it alone, they ask the question that Frank's going to answer in the conference: why does God allow me to suffer? And it turns into, often for many, a depression, which is the other topic Frank will deal with in the conference. And it turns into a depression because we don't feel like we can't turn to anyone. And then we feel all alone. And we don't get out of it by staying by ourselves. And often what people do is, once they get to that point, they stop reading God's Word, they stop going to church, and they're cut off the very things that God has given them to help heal in whatever the suffering is, or to come alongside. You know, there's some people that suffer with physical things, and just coming alongside them and doing something for them can make all the difference. Making a meal for someone that struggles with dealing with young kids, we know of a family who has two children that are autistic. We just used to, a whole bunch of us used to just get together and make a meal or bring a meal over every once in a while, just so that mother had a break, one less thing she had to do that day, and would have a chance to kind of catch up. You know, there's so many things. I remember when I was in seminary, I used to go over. We had a woman who had her daughter had cerebral palsy, and it was never much worse than what Justin has. She would never have a mind more than a 6-year-old.
Wow.
And I used to just go over and read scripture to the daughter so that the mother could get a break. So the mother can just, because she was a full-time caregiver while working. she used to have to work and come home, and she only got a few hours, you know, where she wasn't working, and then she would be right with taking care of her daughter. And so just having those few hours that I would give her to go out, go food shopping by herself, just go to the park and relax, that meant so much to her. And you, people can do that, and, you know, just go and read a Bible with someone. That doesn't take a lot of work. But I'll tell you something about that girl. I tell this story often. Her name's Felicia. She taught me more about living by faith. I thought I was teaching her. I thought I was coming over, help the mother out. I would read the scriptures and try to disciple this girl. She was teaching me what it meant to live by faith. Here's a girl who just everything. She trusted God in everything. And I remember seeing her cousin. Her cousin is Deion Sanders. And her cousin came there, and she had no problem going, "Cousin Deion, when are you going to repent of your sin?"
Wow.
And I think no one ever spoke to him that way. I mean, I didn't know who he was when
now,
I
didn't De-
I
wasn't
I don't follow De- football.
Wasn't Deion a professing Christian? And I emphasize professing.
I have heard that, and I believe that if he is a professing believer, it is because of prayers of a girl who will never have the mind of more than a 6-year-old.
Wow.
You know,
that's
pray for him regularly.
That's I mean. This is not really the same thing. It's not as moving a story as you just described, but it just made me remember when I was a brand new Christian, and I don't want everybody who is a man with long hair out there to be upset with me, because I'm speaking about myself personally, but I was a new believer, and I bumped into a member of the church that I was attending. And in a 7-Eleven, and she was with a tiny girl, probably no more than 5 or 6. And the woman said to this little girl, who was her niece, "Oh, this is my friend Chris. He comes to church, the same church that I go to." And the little girl looks up at me with my long hair, my motorcycle jacket, and my T-shirt that was probably had a graphic from my favorite rock band, and I just didn't really look like your typical church-going person. And this little kid says, "He doesn't go to church." And the woman said, "Don't say that. That's very rude of you. He goes to church." The little kid says, "No, he doesn't." And she goes, "Why do you say that?" And this little kid said, "He doesn't look like he goes to church." And because of that, I got my hair cut. This was before my baptism. I've never had long hair again, because I don't want anybody, especially a little child, second-guessing my faith just because of the way I look. And I think that people who don't care about that, and they say in defiance, "I'm going to keep my hair long," or whatever it is, if you're a man, and of course if you're a woman, it might be, "I'm going to keep shaving my head completely bald," or whatever. But if you don't care about what people are thinking about you in regard to your faith, that may immediately disregard anything that you have to say about Christ and his gospel because of the way you look. That's a very trivial thing that you are holding on to as an idol, isn't it?
Yeah, but I would love to see the picture of you in the long hair, the biker jacket. What do we have to do to get that picture?
You probably have to go to my sister's house and go through her photo albums in the basement.
But, okay, so I think we need to get we need to get all of the listeners to donate money to Iron, so that we can get this photo released. Everybody, go out to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio right now. Go and donate so we can get Chris. Okay, you guilted me into it. I will release the picture.
By the way, I do need our listeners to send in donations anyway, whether you get the picture or not. and as I said, I don't want the people to think I'm giving a hang-up to men out there who have long hair, who are Christians. This was a personal conviction of mine because of this young child, and it stuck with me, and I still remember it regularly. But we're going to our first break right now. If you'd like to join us on the air with a question for Andrew Rappaport about sanctification through suffering, or anything else in regard to specific details about his ministry and or his personal testimony, our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Please give us at least your first name, your city and state, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. Only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. That's chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Andrew Rappaport.
Chris Arnzen, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, announcing a new website with an exciting offer from World Magazine, my trusted source for news from a Christian perspective. Try World now at no charge for 90 days by going to getworldnow.com. That's getworldnow.com. I rely on World because I trust the reporting. I gain insight from the analysis, and World provides clarity to the news stories that really matter. I believe you'll also find World to be an invaluable resource to better understand critical topics with a depth that's simply not found in other media outlets. Armed with this coverage, World can help you to be a voice of wisdom in your family and your community. This trial includes bi-weekly issues of World Magazine, on-scene reporting from World Radio, and the fully shareable content of World Digital. There's no obligation and no credit card required. Visit GetWorldNow.com today. Also check out World News Group's podcast, The World and Everything in It, at WNG.org/podcast. That's W for World, N for News, G for Group, .org/podcast.
Hi, I'm Stefan Lindblad, Assistant Professor of Systematic Theology at IRBS Theological Seminary in Mansfield, Texas. I accepted this call to teach at the seminary because I'm firmly convinced that the people of God in the churches of our Lord Jesus Christ need to be firmly grounded in the truth of Holy Scripture. I'm excited to be teaching such subjects as the nature of theology and the doctrine of Scripture, and even the doctrine of the person and work of Jesus Christ. Our churches and our people need to be well grounded in these truths. Indeed, future ministers of the gospel need to understand these truths in order to proclaim them to all of God's people. If you want to learn more about our program, visit us online at irbsseminary.org.
Tired of box store Christianity, of doing church in a warehouse with all the trappings of a rock concert? Do you long for a more traditional and reverent style of worship? And how about the preaching? Perhaps you've begun to think that in-depth biblical exposition has vanished from Long Island. Well, there's good news. Wading River Baptist Church exists to provide believers with a meaningful and reverent worship experience, featuring the systematic exposition of God's Word. And this loving congregation looks forward to meeting you. Call them at 631-929-3512 for service times, 631-929-3512, or check out their website at wrbc.us. That's wrbc.us.
I'm Pastor Billy Linhart of Sovereign Grace Particular Baptist Church of San Angelo, Texas, and I'm thrilled to have joined the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio family of sponsors. We fully subscribe to the Second London Baptist Confession of Faith as a faithful summary of the most vital biblical truths, desire to worship the triune God of the Holy Scriptures in spirit and truth, and seek to make His glory known in the Concho Valley, West Texas, and beyond. Sovereign Grace PBC of San Angelo purposes to center our worship on the Holy Scriptures and the Gospel of Jesus Christ in the hope that He will grow us in love and the unity of truth. After Sunday services, join us for a fellowship meal, followed by our ladies' fellowship and our children's Sunday school class. If you're looking for a church in West Texas that's serious about the Word of God and worship that pleases Him, come visit us. For details about Sovereign Grace Particular Baptist Church of San Angelo, Texas, email sgbcsa@gmail.com or visit us at sgbcsa.com. That's sgbcsa.com.
Welcome back. This is Chris Arnzen. If you just tuned us in today, our guest today for the first hour is my old friend Andrew Rappaport, founder of Striving for Eternity Ministries, Coming up in the second hour, his friend and fellow speaker at an upcoming conference. Actually, you're not one of the speakers, are you, at this conference?
Correct. I will just MC the event. We chose, Striving for Turing, we chose to highlight Frank Mullis, who's one of our other speakers.
Colleen, as I was corrected before, she is going to be on the roster along with Frank Mullis, Justin Peters, and others. And if you want more information, in fact, I don't even think I remember to give the date of this upcoming conference, but the conference is going to be held in just a couple of weeks, March 15th through the 16th in New Jersey at the Chinese American Bible Church in Freehold, New Jersey. And as I said earlier, go to strivingforeternity.org for more details. strivingforeternity.org /conference-on-suffering/. If you'd like to join us on the air today, our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. And please give us at least your first name, your city and state, and your country of residence if you live outside of the USA. We have an anonymous listener from Pennsylvania who asks, I have had at least two friends who were suffering and in fact dying with terminal cancer, and yet, even though these were Christians, they never told anybody about it until it was too late. In fact, their closest friends who knew about it were sworn to secrecy. I find this quite strange, but I know that people are unique individuals and have their reasons for certain things they do. Do you think that this is ever a wise or recommendable thing for a brother or sister in Christ to do?
No, it's not. It really isn't. And I'm going to say this so I don't seem like I'm just saying this. I had a period of time where I struggled. I was actually homeless. And at the time, I actually was a deacon in the church in charge of the deacon's fund, where we had about $5,000 in the time. And my pride, and I know what it was. I was not going to let anybody in the church know that I didn't have any more money. A company I worked for went bankrupt, and it was back during the early 90s when we had bad economic times. And I ended up being homeless rather than, let anyone in the church know that I had a need. Now, is it always for pride? Well, I don't know that it's always pride. In my case, it was. I think for a lot of people, what it is they're struggling with this shame issue. For some people, there may be a pride issue. There's also one other thing that I see a lot with people, especially if it's a sign like a terminal cancer or a terminal issue. And I have seen people that feel so uncomfortable with people helping them out that they just don't want anybody to know. Now, you could say that is a form of pride, but for some, there may be a pride issue. For others, it's an issue where they just know the reaction people are going to have. And if they conclude that there's nothing anyone can do, they don't want to cause anyone to worry. And so there could be a couple different reasons for it, but I would say that the best thing anyone can do for themselves is to share with others, to not be a burden. We think that we're going to be a burden, but the reality is when the church comes together and works together as the church, we end up seeing that we can all be more in the image of Christ. And maybe me suffering and someone coming alongside me will actually help them in their spiritual walk. Now, there's a reason so many of us fear that. And it's because we all know people that are chronic complainers, right? They always have something wrong. I know a couple of individuals in my life that you have to start to wonder if all the stories of what happened to them are true. I know one person that told me in the course of 1 month, He has five cars. All five of them were broken into in 1 month. You start going, but we all know that person who, once they have your ear, is never going to let go. And this is the difficulty in counseling and the difficulty in bearing one another's burdens is none of us want to have that person who's just, they don't want to actually get better, they actually don't want to change, they just want to talk and they want you to feel bad for them. And it's a hard balance which between those two. Because that's, I think, a reason that a lot of people feel that no one wants to hear what they have to say, because there are so many people who just want someone's ear. They don't want to change. They just want you to feel bad for them, and they want all the attention on them. And that ends up having an effect on the rest of folks who actually would want to go out and talk to folks and get someone to just share their burden with or just be with them, but they don't want to be a burden because they know that person that they've probably experienced in their life that has been someone that has just been a draw on them. It's one of the reasons I have a little note here before I counsel with folks that I always pull out of my desk and read, and it just so I can remind myself. And it says, do not allow someone who cannot manage their own time manage yours.
That's great.
So before I start counseling someone, I have to remind myself, because that happens a lot. You have people who they have no management of their own life, but they want to take over yours. And
I thought you were not. I thought you were not going to speak about my personal business on this radio interview.
Well, that was the last episode that we did that didn't drop yet. Which, you know, I'm actually kind of glad. I'm glad. Listen, it was God's providence, because you corrected me, and we'll see if this makes it to the editing now. Eric would leave this in, because you got to reprimand me because I mispronounced iron sharpens iron. I said iron sharpening iron, and you corrected me. So the fact that I could correct you on the pronunciation of Colleen's name, you know, it's God's providence.
Well, let's see if I remember that when she comes on the show shortly.
Oh, she'll let you know.
But one of the things that people who do that, and I know at least one person, who is now with the Lord for eternity, a wonderful brother in Christ, and I'm not going to mention his name, who never mentioned to anyone that he had cancer, which he had for over a decade, until he went home to be with the Lord. Nobody other than a very small, intimate circle of friends knew that he had this cancer, and most of the people that knew him, even close friends, didn't know until he was in the hospital dying with brain cancer. And what a person, and I'm sure this brother, since he's in Christ, in eternity with Christ, is going to agree with me now. But what that person does, they're robbing brothers and sisters in Christ of performing ministries of mercy on them, because that is a blessing for a person to minister to those that are sick and suffering. And it's also robbing people of the opportunity to witness that person's life, knowing that they are terminally ill. And this brother in particular that I'm speaking about, I obviously didn't follow him into his own home and behind closed doors, but his public persona was that of a man of great integrity, of great joy in the Lord, of humility, of a man who did not complain. And there you have how he could have blessed others, knowing that he was suffering with this terminal illness, and yet did not become someone in a fetal position, lying on the floor, crying all the time. And so don't you think that I'm right on that you are robbing your friends and your brothers and sisters in Christ of opportunities and blessings when you do that?
Yeah, because this is what the church should be doing. I mean, the church should be bearing one another's burdens. How do we do that if we don't know the burdens? And this is a way that God uses to sanctify us. God uses our suffering not just to sanctify ourselves, but also others. Most of us want to avoid suffering as much as we can. We want a comfortable, peaceful life. We don't want trials. We don't want tribulations. And yet, you can look through the scriptures and see how often God uses those things to sanctify people. Think about Paul. He has this thorn in the side. We don't know what it is specifically, but it's something that he says God gave him to humble him. to keep him in a continuing in his sanctification. But it's not just us who benefits from that. But if we have a right view on God and what he's doing through our sanctification, we could be sanctified through someone else's struggles and suffering.
And it also is robbing people who may be sinfully holding grudges against that person. It's preventing them from making amends, making peace with them, as the scriptures teach us to do in the Gospel of Matthew and other places. If they knew that brother was going to be possibly departing this earth at any given time, they might have made more of an effort to rectify the rift that existed between them.
Even if there's not a serious rift, as someone might think, I had to counsel one person who had difficulty with a family member who they ended up passing away, and the hardest thing they had to deal with is that the family member would not talk to them. And there was an issue where they really struggled with that this family member had done. We don't know if the family member even was aware of this person's suffering and struggle that they had, because they never were able to talk about it. And the person passed away. And now what do you do with it? And, you know, the person I was counseling, their conclusion was the person purposely wouldn't allow them to talk about it, so it would be that last thing that they could get them with to hurt them, because they can never get forgiveness. And what I ended up doing, it was, you know, sometimes I come up with weird things in counseling to suggest to people, but I suggested that she go to the gravesite and just say, you know, this is what you did, and I forgive you. And she wrote a letter and did that, and she actually, once she was there and she actually said, I forgive you, she said she felt a burden lifted. Now, did it have to be the gravesite? Probably not. She just really needed to forgive. There is some of that, where sometimes I think there's some people who think that they're going to not allow anyone because they want to hurt somebody.
Now, of course, knowing you, I know that you did not mean that in some kind of a superstitious way or something involving necromancy, where you're communicating.
Well, the grave sucking thing, maybe that grave sucking. That might... You know, I actually look. I live all that far from Princeton University, and there's a cemetery out there. Frank Mullis was out visiting me, and he wanted to go see where Jonathan Edwards was buried there. And I said, you know, hey, look, if there's any chance, I mean, you should just lie in the grave. If the grave sucking thing works, you can use all the help you can get. It was one of those times where you realize you said something that you might get beaten up for by a black belt, and you just do.
Before we run out of time, because you only have about 7 minutes left, what are some of the major things that you want to have etched in the hearts and minds of our listeners today in regard to suffering?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that you don't have to do it alone. I mean, I've really tried to stress that. And you don't have to be ashamed of any kind of struggle, because we all have struggle, whether it's anxiety, depression, physical issues, family issues. And, you know, we really want to have this conference to be something as a resource to people. And we do not want money to be an issue for people, but it does cost money to fly the speakers out and be able to give them something small. All of the speakers have said they don't want anything. And whatever comes in is what they're going to get. Striving for Eternity won't get anything of it. And we're charging $40. That seems like a lot, but we also have a link on the page that says if you have trouble paying, just do whatever you can at the door or nothing. The reason we're doing $40 is because we're hoping that some people who can give will give enough to cover for those who can't give. And we don't want those who are struggling to feel like they don't have a way to come to this and be able to participate and get the teaching. And we're going to try to put it online. We don't know if the church, this is actually the church where I used to pastor, but I'm going to be meeting with them tonight to see how good the internet is, whether we can live stream it. We don't know yet. And so, you know, we're going to try to make this available if we can, but the real goal is to even maybe do this across the country in different places so that others can show up in their area, because There are way too many Christians who sit by themselves, suffering, and they're too ashamed to let anybody know this. And when you look at a guy like Justin Peters, you're going to realize that, you know, here's a guy who has plenty he could complain about, and he never does. And, you know, I just always want to be like him. I really do. I want to be able to just, no matter what happens, be like, you know, I'm going to... He had a recent incident that happened, someone at an airport, and someone stole a phone of his, and he ended up getting it back. And you know what the amazing thing? You know what he was upset over? Justin Peters was upset that they didn't get the guy. You know why? He wanted to share the gospel with him.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
That's what he was upset over. That's the character of this man. I mean, someone steals something from him, he ends up returning it, and the only thing Justin's upset is, did he get a chance to share the gospel?
Yeah. In fact, that reminded me of something that my mother said while she was dying of pancreatic cancer. My mother came to faith and trusted solely upon the finished work of Christ about 6 weeks before she entered into eternity. And she was a Roman Catholic her whole life, and she had renounced praying to Mary and the saints and idols, and did not trust at all in her very godly life as a reason why she was entering into eternity. She made it clear multiple times on her deathbed, without being coached with words or language, she made it very clear she was trusting in Christ alone. And she began weeping one day when I took her to a evening worship service before she was totally unable to leave her bed. And I asked her, "Why are you crying, Mom?" And she says, "I feel so horrible that I complained about one of my doctors who did not diagnose me in time. And I just feel so horrible because he helped me up off the floor when I fell once in the hospital. And I just feel so..." It brought her to uncontrollable weeping, not anything to do with herself, but what she had said, because she was being asked about why she was crying. But what she said about the doctor prior to that, because she was being asked about how she was treated in the hospital and so forth. And that was one complaint she had, and she felt miserable about complaining about anything. But we have, let's see, we have RJ in White Plains, New York. And RJ says, "When you began the discussion earlier, you were talking about how horrible it is that Word of Faith, Pentecostals, and Charismatics tell people that if they are ill, that it is because they are lacking faith or have no faith. But isn't it true that sometimes it is the root cause of someone's suffering that they are rejecting the faith or living a double life or other things?" And I agree with the listener, and I did, in fact, while I was saying that earlier, I was intending to follow up by saying that we can't rule that out, but it's sinful to automatically assume that somebody's lack of faith or false faith is the reason why they're suffering. I'm assuming you would agree with the listener as well, RJ.
I do. I agree with them, because there are some things that we see that people sin, and that brings about the issues that they're struggling with. But the thing that everyone always needs to remember, especially if it's an issue of sin, there is repentance and there is forgiveness in Christ.
Let's see here. We have Ronald in Eastern Suffolk County, Long Island, New York. And Ronald says that, "I have come to understand that Christ's death on Calvary not only atoned for the sins of those for whom he died, but also it did have some redeeming value in regard to physical illness. What does your guest think about this?"
Say that again?
Basically, he's saying, didn't Christ's death not only redeem people from their sins, but also from...
Okay, and that's common within charismatics to think that he died for both, but...
Obviously, when the person who is redeemed is in heaven, that they will be a new... They'll have a new body, when they're glorified, that is.
You know, there's no promise that God is going to give us healing on earth. In fact, we have a case where Jesus healed 10 lepers, and only one comes back to him. Only one seems to have faith. So I don't think it's not that God's going to heal us all the time. Even Benny Hinn goes to the hospital. People don't know that. He canceled an event to be in the hospital. But the reality is that God is focused on our spiritual being, and he came to die on the cross for sin. Now, some of that may end up having an effect on our health, but there's no guarantee. It's not that he died for our healing.
Right.
And that's something that's common in charismatics.
Not on this earth, but obviously correct. Everyone is going to be healed in the afterlife when we have our bodies resurrected and they are glorified. There's not going to be any sickness or weakness or any ailment that exists. But that's in the afterlife.
That's in the afterlife. I can't wait to get there.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 5, where it talks about our bodies being a temporal tent and fading away, and we're going to be, that is a glorious thing I look forward to. And, you know, and when we're in heaven, there won't be any need for a conference on suffering and a sanctification through suffering conference. We won't be suffering.
Well, we are out of time. And by the way, to our listeners who wrote in questions, I have a surprise for you. I got an email during our discussion that Andrew is sending me 3 copies of his book to give away. So those of you who sent in questions will be receiving that eventually. CVBBS.com, our sponsors, will ship those books out to you after we get them from Andrew. But we want to thank Andrew for that generous gift. So you, all of you who have wrote in questions have to send me your full mailing addresses. And to repeat, if you want more information about the upcoming conference, Sanctification Through Suffering, that is being conducted by our friends at Striving for Eternity Ministries, go to strivingforeternity.org, strivingforeternity.org/conference-on-suffering/. Thank you so much, Andrew Rappaport, for being our guest for the first hour. And we look forward to your friend Colleen Sharp joining us for the second hour coming up very shortly.
Thank you. And people can just go to strivingforeternity.org. It's on the homepage of the link to the conference.
Great. Well, thank you, brother. And looking forward to sharing fellowship with you again sometime in the near future, God willing.
I look forward to it.
All right. Thank you, brother. And we're going to our elongated break right now. It's a longer than normal station break because... Grace Life Radio, 90.1 FM in Lake City, Florida, they air this program, and they have to air Lake City, Florida commercials to localize Iron Sharpens Iron Radio to that area. They air Lake City, Florida public service announcements and commercials. So please take this time during this elongated break to not only write down questions for our second guest, Colleen Sharp, who is going to continue the discussion on sanctification through suffering, but also write down the information provided by our advertisers so that you can more successfully and more frequently patronize our advertisers, because the more you do that, the more likely they are going to remain our advertisers, which means the more likely we are going to remain on the air as a radio program, because we need the financial support of our advertisers to exist. So please write down the information they provide, and whenever possible, patronize them as much as you can. But if you have a question for Colleen Sharp on sanctification through suffering, our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com. chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
My name is Steve Lawson, founder and president of One Passion Ministries, as well as teaching fellow for Ligonier Ministries. I serve as professor of preaching and oversee the Doctor of Ministry program at the Master's Seminary in Los Angeles. I would like to recommend the church where one of my preaching students, Andy Woodard, serves as the pastor. It's called New Covenant Church, NYC. They are a Reformed Baptist church that meets in Midtown Manhattan. You can find their service times and location on their website, which is www.ncc.nyc. They believe in a sovereign God who commands all men everywhere to repent and believe the gospel. If you're looking for a church that believes in expository preaching, which is simply biblical preaching, in New York City, I'd like to recommend that you visit New Covenant Church NYC. Again, their information can be found at www.ncc.nyc. Have a great day.
Chris Sorensen, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio here. I want to tell you about a man I have personally known for many years. His name is Dan Buttafuoco. Dan is a personal injury and medical malpractice lawyer, but not the type that typically comes to mind. Dan cares about people and is a theologian himself. Recently, he wrote a book titled Consider the Evidence for the Bible. Ravi Zacharias wrote the foreword. Dan also has a master's degree in theology. Dan handles serious injury and medical malpractice cases in all 50 states. He represents many Christians in serious injury matters all over the country. Dan is an exceptional trial lawyer. He wrote the test for the National Board of Trial Advocacy. And currently his firm has over 100 cases that have settled for $1 million or more, and in approximately 10 different states. In Illinois, his lawyers had the fourth largest settlement in the state's history. In New York, his case involving a paralyzed police officer made the front page of the Law Journal. If you have a serious personal injury or medical malpractice claim in any state, I recommend that you call Dan. Consultations are free. There is no fee unless you win. Dan Buttafuoco's number is 1-800-669-4878, 1-800-669-4878. Or email me for Dan's contact information at chrisarnzen@gmail.com. That's chrisarnzen@gmail.com.
Hello, my name is James Renahan, and I'm the president of IRBS Theological Seminary in Mansfield, Texas. The Word of God says, if a man desires the office of an overseer, he desires a good thing. Do you have the desire to serve Jesus Christ in pastoral ministry? 20 years ago, the Institute of Reformed Baptist Studies at Westminster Seminary, California was born. For those two decades, these institutions worked together to train men for ministry in Reformed Baptist churches. It has been a wonderful partnership. Now we have advanced our school into an independent seminary offering a full program of courses leading to the Master of Divinity degree. This is IRBS Theological Seminary. We believe that the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are the inspired and inerrant Word of God, that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh who came to save sinners by his life, death, and resurrection, and that the task of the church is to honor and serve the triune God in all things. IRBS Theological Seminary is dedicated by God's grace to preparing godly ministers who will be committed to these doctrines. Do you sense a call to serve Jesus Christ and his church as a pastor? Why not consider IRBS Theological Seminary? You'll find more information at irbsseminary.org. That's irbsseminary.org, two S's in the middle. I hope to hear from you soon. God bless you.
One sure way all Iron Sharpens Iron Radio listeners can help keep my show on the air is to support my advertisers. I know you all use batteries every day, so I'm urging you all from now on to exclusively use BatteryDepot.com for all your battery needs. At BatteryDepot.com, they're changing the status quo. They're flipping the script. They're sticking it to the man. In other words, they'd like to change the battery industry for good by providing an extensive inventory of top-of-the-line batteries that are uniformly new, dependable, and affordable. Ordering from BatteryDepot.com ensures you'll always get fresh out-of-the-box batteries you can count on to work properly at competitive prices. Whether you need batteries for cordless phones, cell phones, radios, PCs, laptops, tablets, baby monitors, hearing aids, smoke detectors, credit card readers, digital cameras, electronic cigarettes, GPSs, MP3 players, watches, or nearly anything else you own that needs batteries. Go to BatteryDepot.com. Next day shipping available. All products protected by 30-day guarantees and 6-month warranties. Call 866-403-3768. That's 866-403-3768. Or go to BatteryDepot.com. That's BatteryDepot.com.
Did you know that all believers are priests? In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the Apostle Peter describes Christ's church as comprising a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. So if you're a Christian, you're also a priest. Now you can find the newest styles in Reformed and Protestant apparel at citizenpriest.com. Citizenpriest.com specializes in Christian-themed t-shirts and clothing especially for Reformed Christians. Citizenpriest.com's merchandise is purposefully scripture-based and meant for the edification of the saints and the furtherance of the gospel. Let everyone know that you stand firm on the doctrines of the Reformed faith by wearing apparel from citizenpriest.com. Visit citizenpriest.com today.
Iron Sharpens Iron welcomes Solid Rock Remodeling to our family of sponsors. Serving South Central Pennsylvania, Solid Rock Remodeling is focused on discovering, understanding, and exceeding your expectations. They deliver personalized project solutions with exceptional results. Solid Rock Remodeling offers a full range of home renovations, including kitchen and bath remodeling, decks, porches, windows and doors, roof and siding, and more. For a clear, detailed professional estimate, call this trustworthy team of problem solvers who provide superior results that stand the test of time. Call Solid Rock Remodeling at 717-697-1981. 717-697-1981 or visit solidrockremodeling.com. That's solidrockremodeling.com. Solid Rock Remodeling, bringing new life to your home.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest in buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nessial in 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio is sponsored by Harvey Cedars, a year-round Bible conference and retreat center nestled on the Jersey Shore. Harvey Cedars offers a wide range of accommodations to suit groups up to 400. For generations, Christians have enjoyed gathering and growing at Harvey Cedars. Each year, thousands of high school and college students come and learn more about God's Word. An additional 9,000 come annually to Harvey Cedars as families, couples, singles, men, women, pastors, seniors, and missionaries. 90 miles from New York City, 70 miles from Philly, and 95 miles from Wilmington, and easily accessible, scores of notable Christian groups frequently plan conferences at Harvey Cedars, like the Navigators, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, Campus Crusade, and the Alliance of Confessing Evangelicals. Find Harvey Cedars on Facebook or at hcbible.org, hcbible.org. Call 609-494-5689, 609-494-5689. Harvey Cedars, where Christ finds people and changes lives.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Hi, I'm Buzz Taylor, frequent co-host with Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. I would like to introduce you to my good friends Todd and Patty Jennings at CVBBS, which stands for Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. Todd and Patty specialize in supplying Reformed and Puritan books and Bibles at discount prices that make them affordable to everyone. Since 1987, the family-owned and operated book service has sought to bring you the best available Christian books and Bibles at the best possible prices. Unlike other book sites, they make no effort to provide every book that is available because, frankly, much of what is being printed is not worth your time. That means you can get to the good stuff faster. It also means that you don't have to worry about being assaulted by the pornographic, heretical, and otherwise faith-insulting material promoted by the secular book vendors. Their website is cvbbs.com. Browse the pages at ease, shop at your leisure, and purchase with confidence as Todd and Patty work in service to you, the church, and to Christ. That's Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service at cvbbs.com. That's cvbbs.com. Let Todd and Patty know that you heard about them on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And you can call cvbbs.com at their toll-free number, 800-656-0231, 800-656-0231, Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And they are offering at half price the Basics of the Faith booklets, and each booklet highlights a major tenet of the Christian faith. Please make sure you mention Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio to get the half price discount. And you do that if you are ordering online by clicking on instructions after placing your order. That's the only way that you can let them know online that you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. If you're calling them, obviously you would tell them that verbally. Please always remember to do that. And also, please try to order as much as you can as possible from cvbbs.com. With Easter coming up, there should be a lot of people in your life that you should order books that have the gospel, that have the truths of eternal life in them. So order your gifts from cvbbs.com for Easter. Help them dig their way out of a financial rut that they are in right now. And always make sure you tell them that you heard about them from Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. In fact, if you want to kill two birds with one stone, to help our other advertiser that deals with books as well, Solid Ground Christian Books, you can go to solid-ground-books.com Make a long list of all the books that they publish that you want to purchase, and then go to cvbbs.com and order those books from them, because cvbbs.com is not a publisher. They are a book distributor, and they carry all of Solid Ground Christian Books titles. So that way you help two of our advertisers at the same time. Before I introduce our guest for the second hour, Colleen Sharp of the Theology Gals podcast, we have some important announcements to make. First of all, coming up very soon as well, we have a Banner of Truth conference that I am going to be attending, God willing. That is the East Coast Ministers Conference from May 28th through the 30th in Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania. The theme is, I Believe in the Holy Spirit, and they have some excellent speakers on the lineup, including Jeff Kingswood, Terry Johnson, David Vaughn, who happens to be a Reformed Baptist missionary in France, Steve Nichols, who is the president of Reformation Bible College, the college founded by R.C. Sproul and Ligonier Ministries, Michael Morales, and Chad Vegas. That's from May 28th through the 30th in Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania, the East Coast Ministers Conference of Banner of Truth. If you would like to attend that along with me, go to banneroftruth.org, banneroftruth.org, and then click on events, and then click on East Coast Ministers Conference. There are other conferences that they list as well that are closer to some of you, because we do have listeners all over the world. So if you live on the West Coast, or if you live in the United Kingdom, you click on those if you would prefer going to one of those conferences. But I'm going to the East Coast Ministers Conference, and I hope to see you there. Then coming up after that, there is another conference that I am looking forward to attending. And that's going to be in New York City again, and that's the Foundations Conference. I am really excited about this. I always love this conference. And if you want to attend, I would strongly recommend that you make your reservation as quickly as possible, because it's a small venue. They seat only about 200 people at this conference, but it's a phenomenal conference for pastors and church leaders. And the speakers include Dr. Stephen J. Lawson, who you just heard a little while ago advertising for New Covenant Church NYC, one of our sponsors here, Stephen J. Lawson, and also Jeff Thomas, who is a phenomenal preacher from Wales, one of the best preachers I've ever heard, Richard Caldwell Jr., Reverend Armin Tomasian, who I met at the Foundations Conference a couple of years ago for the first time. What a powerful preacher he is. And also Andrew Quigley. And if you want to attend this event, which is this December, I strongly urge you to do so as quickly as possible. It's being held in Manhattan. And if you want to attend December 19th and 20th, go to thefoundationsconference.com, thefoundationsconference.com. Make sure you tell them that you heard about the conference from Chris Arnes and an Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Last but not least, if you love this show, you don't want it to disappear from the airwaves, please go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. We have some urgent needs, very urgent needs financially, that we need your help to get paid. Including a very large electric bill. We've already got a 10-day notice for an electric shutoff. We need a new piece of vital equipment in the studio and other things to exist. Please send as many donations and as generous donations as you can by going to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You can donate instantly with a debit or credit card that way. You can also mail in a check the old-fashioned way via snail mail to the address that will appear on the screen. Never, ever, ever siphon money away from your regular giving to your local church where you are a member in order to give to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Never do that. Never put your family in financial jeopardy by giving to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Those two things are commands of God, providing for church and home. Providing for my radio show is not a command of God. But if you love the show and you're financially blessed above and beyond your ability to obey those two commands, then please give us donations as much as you can and as heavily as you can by going to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. If you are not a member of a local church and you're not prayerfully seeking for one, you need to rectify that situation, because you're living in rebellion against God if you're not prayerfully looking for a church. I have lists of churches that are biblically faithful all over the world, so please send me an email. I've already helped People from all over the world find biblically faithful churches near them. In fact, I just had someone in Austin, Texas, find a church that she attended on Sunday, a biblically faithful Reformed Baptist church. And I can possibly help you, in fact, probably help you find a church too. Please send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put "I need a church home" or something like that in the subject line. And also, if you want to advertise with us, send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put "advertising" in the subject line, because we do need our financial support from advertisers in order to exist. But now we are back on the show with our discussion on sanctification through suffering, and our second guest to discuss this is Colleen Sharp, producer and co-host of the podcast Theology Gals. It's my honor and privilege to welcome you for the very first time ever to Iron Trippin' Zion Radio, Colleen Sharp.
Hi, Chris. Thank you.
It's my pleasure, Colleen. Tell our listeners about Theology Gals.
So Theology Gals is a podcast by women on Reformed theology, and we really exist to encourage women in the study of God's Word, sound doctrine, and discernment. So we hit all sorts of different topics. Sometimes we'll get just a straight theological topic, like we've been did an episode on the Second Commandment, or we might talk about a popular book that Christian women are reading and see if it lines up with Scripture or something having to do with Christian living. So we hit a lot of different topics.
Great. And what we normally do when we interview first-time guests on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio is we have that guest give a summary of their salvation testimony, which would include what kind of religious atmosphere, if any, you were raised in, what were the providential circumstances that the Lord raised up in your life to draw you to himself and save you, and then after that, we want to find out how you discovered Reformed theology. So if you could, just in summary form, let us know something about that.
So I actually go back to my parents in their meeting. My parents actually met working for Billy Graham. And then they got married, had to quit because they weren't allowed to date, and got married. My mom had grown up as a missionary kid in Venezuela, and my dad converted from Orthodox Judaism. And so I grew up in a great church. I grew up in the Evangelical Free Church. My family has been in the Evangelical Free Church all the way back to Sweden. I have memories of trusting Christ at a young age. I don't have a certain day or time like some people might have. I don't remember a time that I did not trust Christ. And I have memories of being very young, of repentance and seeking obedience. And so I have memories like that quite young, and just so grateful for my parents. My mom just really taught me about the importance of studying the Word of God, and in many ways, by example. I have so many memories of her sitting with her Bible and praying and studying. And my grandparents, too, were just a huge influence in my life regarding my faith.
How did you discover the Reformed faith?
So I ended up at a Wesleyan Arminian Bible college. And I definitely wasn't Wesleyan or in my theology, but it was just the school that I ended up at. And through reading the whole Bible through in a short time for both Old Testament survey and then New Testament survey, I began to see the sovereignty of God through all of Scripture. And I thought, there's got to be a name for this. I came to believe in depravity and election, and I thought, it's so clear to me. I can't be the only one who believes this, you know. So I eventually discovered that I basically believed in Calvinism. And then I met my husband in 1994, and he was kind of a little bit further into Reformed theology than I was. And he said, I want you to check out a radio show called The White Horse Inn. And
I love that show.
And so that's how I learned really kind of more about Reformed theology, was listening to The White Horse Inn.
Well, praise God. I'm sure Mike Horton and Kim Riddlebarger and Ken Jones will love to hear that. Of course, I purposely left out Rod Rosenblatt since he's a Lutheran.
Actually, Rod Rosenblatt is the grandpa to my niece and nephews.
Wow.
Next in there.
So how does he feel about you being a Calvinist?
You know, I'll tell you what, because I've spent so much time at Rod's house, and we have some of the best discussions. We have great, very respectful and fruitful discussions.
Yes, well, I'm sure he would be treating you respectfully on that issue, since he hosted a program with two or three other Calvinists on a regular
right.
basis. And by the way, what's an update on the White Horse Inn? Not that that's our topic for today, because I haven't heard it in a while. I know that it's not live anymore, but is it still a regularly airing program?
Yeah, so they're still putting out an episode every week, and Michael Horton has another show now, too, with another guy. And then Rod is not on the White Horse Inn any longer, though. He is doing a different podcast called The Thinking Fellows, which focuses more on Lutheran theology.
Yeah, I've heard of that. By the way, our Missouri Synod Lutheran listeners might want to know that on, coming up very soon, on March 5th, Tuesday, March 5th, Brian Ketchelmeyer, a Lutheran pastor and author, is going to be on the show to discuss Reading Isaiah with Luther. That's a book that he wrote, published by Concordia Publishing House. So if you want to hear that interview, mark that down on your calendar. Why is it that Andrew Rappaport wanted you to be on the roster at an event that is about suffering? What uniquely have you experienced in your life that would give you the experience, perhaps, to be a wise decision, a wise inclusion on this lineup of speakers?
So I talked about this a little bit on our podcast, and then a guest on another podcast about suffering and written some things about it. For about the last 10 years, it's been a difficult time for our family, and I started having some pretty severe health problems, which at one point almost took my life, and
wow.
changed my life a lot because I can't physically do everything I'd like to. I have four sons that they're now 16, 18, 20, and 22. And in the midst of, going through this season of just some really serious health problems, we lost so many people close to us. And a family member committed suicide. I lost two close friends of mine. My son's best friend died in a car accident. My mother-in-law, we had just so much that hit us at once, and I took the Bible and I tried to find every instance that it talks about suffering in the Word of God. And when I put it all together, there was far more than I had guessed that there would be, and have really tried to study suffering and, why do we suffer as believers, and where's our comfort when we are suffering?
And the specific theme is sanctification through suffering. Tell us exactly what that means. There are people who may be new believers or perhaps not even Christians at all who are listening, because I know that we have occasionally received emails from Muslims and from other from representatives of other religions, even the Unification Church, the Moonies as they are known, and agnostics and atheists. But for their sake or for the new believer, tell us exactly what you mean by sanctification through suffering.
Well, let me start by talking about what sanctification is.
Yes.
I'm a Presbyterian, so I hold to the Westminster Standards. And so the Westminster Catechism calls sanctification a work of God's free grace. And what happens is that we learn to live more for the Lord and die to ourselves. So we're growing in obedience. That's what sanctification is. And I think with suffering, that the Lord can use our suffering to help us grow in obedience. And so I think that's what we're really talking about.
Now sanctification, you can agree or disagree with me, but I'm very strongly confident you'll agree with me. Unlike justification, unlike election, and unlike regeneration, which men, sinners like you and I, have no part in, sanctification is different. We actually cooperate with God in some way in the sanctification process. Am I right?
Well, I'm going to go back to being holding to that, where we might disagree a little bit, because I think that our good works are the fruit of sanctification, that sanctification is a work of God's free grace, and so the Lord is working in us, and our good works are the fruit of that. So we might have some differences, but having said that, we have a responsibility as believers to obey, to live in obedience. You know,
right.
We talk about this on the podcast as the third use of the law, that we are called to obey the Lord. We won't do it perfectly in this life, but I do believe that we grow in that obedience because of our union with Christ.
And of course, sanctification, going along with what you said, is not the cause of our salvation or entrance into heaven after we depart this earth. Justification is, but it is the evidence that we are among those that are heading there.
Absolutely. Sometimes we'll use the phrase, it's a necessary consequence. You're not going to be justified and not sanctified. If you're justified, you will be sanctified.
Amen. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to take our final break. It's going to be a lot more brief than the last one. To use this time to write questions for Colleen Sharp about sanctification through suffering. And our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. And please, as always, give us your first name, your city and state, and country of residence. If you live outside the USA, only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Colleen Sharp and Sanctification Through Suffering right after these messages from our sponsors.
Lynbrook Baptist Church on 225 Earl Avenue in Lynbrook, Long Island, is teaching God's timeless truths in the 21st century.
Our church is far more than a Sunday worship service.
It's a place of learning where the scriptures are studied and the preaching of the gospel is clear and relevant.
It's like a gym where one can exercise their faith through community involvement.
It's like a hospital for wounded souls where one can find compassionate people and healing.
We're a diverse family of all ages,
enthusiastically serving our Lord Jesus Christ
in fellowship, play, and together.
Hi, I'm Pastor Bob Waldeman, and I invite you to come and join us here at Lynbrook Baptist Church and see all that a church can be.
Call Lynbrook Baptist at 516-599-9402. That's 516-599-9402, or visit lynbrookbaptist.org. That's lynbrookbaptist.org.
Every day at thousands of community centers, high schools, middle schools, juvenile institutions, coffee shops, and local hangouts, Long Island Youth for Christ, staff and volunteers meet with young people who need Jesus. We are rural and urban, and we are always about the message of Jesus. Our mission is to have a noticeable spiritual impact on Long Island, New York, by engaging young people in the lifelong journey of following Christ. Long Island Youth for Christ has been a stalwart bedrock ministry since 1959. We have a world-class staff and a proven track record of bringing consistent love and encouragement to youths in need all over the country and around the world. Help honor our history by becoming a part of our future. Volunteer, donate, pray, or all of the above. For details, call Long Island Youth for Christ at 631-385-8333. That's 631-385-8333. Or visit liyfc.org. That's liyfc.org.
My name is Steve Lawson, founder and president of One Passion Ministries, as well as teaching fellow for Ligonier Ministries. I serve as professor of preaching and oversee the Doctor of Ministry program at the Master's Seminary in Los Angeles. I would like to recommend the church where one of my preaching students, Andy Woodard, serves as the pastor. It's called New Covenant Church, NYC. They are a Reformed Baptist church that meets in Midtown Manhattan. You can find their service times and location on their website, which is www.ncc.nyc. NYC. They believe in a sovereign God who commands all men everywhere to repent and believe the gospel. If you're looking for a church that believes in expository preaching, which is simply biblical preaching, in New York City, I'd like to recommend that you visit New Covenant Church NYC. Again, their information can be found at www.ncc.nyc. Have a great day.
Hello, my name is James Renahan, and I'm the president of IRBS Theological Seminary in Mansfield, Texas. The Word of God says, if a man desires the office of an overseer, he desires a good thing. Do you have the desire to serve Jesus Christ in pastoral ministry? 20 years ago, the Institute of Reformed Baptist Studies at Westminster Seminary, California was born. For those two decades, these institutions worked together to train men for ministry in Reformed Baptist churches. It has been a wonderful partnership. Now we have advanced our school into an independent seminary offering a full program of courses leading to the Master of Divinity degree. This is IRBS Theological Seminary. We believe that the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are the inspired and inerrant Word of God, that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh who came to save sinners by his life, death, and resurrection, and that the task of the church is to honor and serve the triune God in all things. IRBS Theological Seminary is dedicated by God's grace to preparing godly ministers who will be committed to these doctrines. Do you sense a call to serve Jesus Christ and his church as a pastor? Why not consider IRBS Theological Seminary? You'll find more information at irbsseminary.org. That's irbsseminary.org, two S's in the middle. I hope to hear from you soon. God bless you.
I'm Pastor Billy Linhart of Sovereign Grace Particular Baptist Church of San Angelo, Texas, and I'm thrilled to have joined the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio family of sponsors. We fully subscribe to the Second London Baptist Confession of Faith as a faithful summary of the most vital biblical truths, desire to worship the triune God of the Holy Scriptures in spirit and truth, and seek to make his glory known in the Concho Valley, West Texas, and beyond. Sovereign Grace PBC of San Angelo purposes to center our worship on the Holy Scriptures and the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hope that he will grow us in love and the unity of truth. After Sunday services, join us for a fellowship meal, followed by our ladies' fellowship and our children's Sunday school class. If you're looking for a church in West Texas that's serious about the Word of God and worship that pleases Him, come visit us. For details about Sovereign Grace Particular Baptist Church of San Angelo, Texas, email sgbcsa@gmail.com or visit us at sgbcsa.com. That's sgbcsa.com.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Paul wrote to the church at Galatia, "For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." Hi, I'm Mark Lukens, pastor of Providence Baptist Church. We are a Reformed Baptist church, and we hold to the London Baptist Confession of Faith of 1689. We are in Norfolk, Massachusetts. We strive to reflect Paul's mindset to be much more concerned with how God views what we say and what we do than how men view these things. That's not the best recipe for popularity, but since that wasn't the apostles' priority, it must not be ours either. We believe, by God's grace, that we are called to demonstrate love and compassion to our fellow man, and to be vessels of Christ's mercy to a lost and hurting community around us. and to build up the body of Christ in truth and love. If you live near Norfolk, Massachusetts, or plan to visit our area, please come and join us for worship and fellowship. You can call us at 508-528-5750, that's 508-528-5750, or go to our website to email us, listen to past sermons, worship songs, or watch our TV program entitled Resting in Grace. You can find us at Providence Baptist Church, ma.org, that's Providence Baptist Church, ma.org, or even on sermonaudio.com. Providence Baptist Church is delighted to sponsor Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Listening to Christian radio can be a big gamble spiritually. Even many of the major Christian networks that include excellent biblically faithful teachers on their lineup sadly often also include the worst of doctrinally dangerous heretics. If you are a lover of the doctrines of sovereign grace, you need not fear listening 24 hours a day to firstloveradio.org. They feature Christ-centered programming from Reformed pastors and teachers you can rely upon for theological soundness and biblical faithfulness, such as Dr. W. R. Downing, Dr. Peter Masters, Pastor Joe Jackowitz, Pastor Robert Gifford, Al Martin, Edward Delcor, and more. FirstLoveRadio.org also live streams my Iron Sharpens Iron radio program daily. Please stick around on FirstLoveRadio.org after Iron Sharpens Iron radio is over to continue being blessed by the unwavering proclamation of the gospel of sovereign grace. Spread the word about FirstLoveRadio.org. Welcome back. This is Chris Arnson. This is our final segment of our interview today on Sanctification Through Suffering. Our guest for the second hour has been and will continue to be Colleen Sharp. She is producer and co-host of the podcast Theology Gals. If you would like to join us on the air with a question of your own, I would advise you to do it quickly because we're rapidly running out of time. That's chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com, and please give us your first name, city and state and country of residence if you live outside the USA. Only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Before I return to Colleen, I just have a wonderful announcement that the publishers of the New American Standard Bible have renewed their advertising contract with Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. We are so grateful to them. The publishers of the NASB have been supporting a lot of things that I have done throughout my Christian life. Even going back before Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, they began sponsoring special events that I orchestrated going back to the 1990s when I arranged my first public moderated theological debate between Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries and a Roman Catholic apologist by the name of Jerry Matatix. And they continued sponsoring those debates for over a decade. And then when I launched Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, they began very enthusiastically to sponsor this program. So please, I urge you to please purchase Bibles from the publishers of the NASB. And even if this is really what I want you to do more than anything, if you, in regard to this wonderful ministry, this business, the publishers of the NASB, I want you to speak to those in authority in your church, whether they be your pastors, deacons there, about perhaps replacing the pew Bibles in your churches that may be falling apart. They may have children's graffiti all over them, pages falling out. It's time to replace them. Please go to nasbible.com, nasbible.com, and consider replacing all of your pew Bibles through the publishers of the New American Standard Bible. And they have all different kinds of editions and versions of the NASB that you could choose from, and different kinds and colors of pew Bibles. But please patronize this wonderful group of folks because they have been so faithful to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. That's nasbible.com, nasbible.com. Now we are back with Colleen Sharp. And Colleen, we have a listener from Kingman, Arizona, named Ted. And looking at the question, I get the feeling that Ted may know you. I don't know if you know him, but Ted says, I'm especially pleased to be writing to Colleen from a city that ends in the letter N. I have no idea what that means. I considered making a joke about not attending her upcoming conference out of concern that I might learn something from a woman speaker, but I was afraid that some regular listeners of the program might not realize that this was a joke. But seriously, folks, I am wondering if Colleen can talk about the flack she has received from certain hyper-patriarchal types who earnestly argue that she should not have an internet and podcast outreach simply because she is a woman. Do you receive flack because of that?
You know, it's from a really tiny, tiny group. We're a podcast by women, and while I know that there's men that tune in, we're really mainly geared towards women, and we're a podcast. And, of course, we believe that it is only qualified men that are called to be pastors and elders in the church, and we believe that wives submit to their own husbands and, you know, all of those things regarding biblical manhood and womanhood that are in Scripture. But some people, I think, probably hyper-patriarchy, I don't know if I've heard quite that term before, think that women shouldn't be teaching or something like that.
Well, obviously, they would have to ignore the Scripture that teaches that the older women should be teaching the younger.
Right. And, you know, I should mention, too, for those, if there's any women listening and you're not familiar with us, we also have a Facebook group that's just for women. And, you know, anyone's welcome to join that. There's almost 5,000 women in it. But we just have some great discussions. Sometimes it's practical stuff. There was a conversation about knitting once, and sometimes it's recipes, and sometimes it's deep theological conversations.
And that's theologygals.com, theologygals.com, and hopefully I'll remember to repeat that before we go off the air. Thank you, Ted, in Kingman, Arizona, and keep listening to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and spreading the word about the program. In regard to suffering, I asked this question of your friend and my friend, Andrew Rappaport, in the beginning of the program in the first hour, but I think it would be good to ask you the same question to see what insights you have on this. What do you think are the most commonly wrong responses and reactions to suffering that Christians are guilty of, whether it be the suffering of someone else or even the suffering of one's own life and body?
Well, I think the first thing, and I even went through this, it can be easy to think that all suffering is punishment. So if you're sick, for instance, and God's not healing you, even though intellectually I knew that wasn't biblical, still struggled kind of personally over whether I did something that caused my suffering. And I actually had a situation that somebody left me an anonymous letter basically saying that God wasn't healing me because I didn't have enough faith. And I think that's another mistake. And we see that a lot in the Word of Faith movement and New Apostolic Reformation and some of those different groups. But that's not biblical. The Lord has given us in Scripture so many different reasons for why we suffer.
One thing that I have witnessed that grieves me in our own circles, I happen to be also Reformed. I'm a Reformed Baptist. But obviously, as you are likely aware, the 1689 London Baptist Confession of Faith is nearly identical to the Westminster because the framers of that Baptist confession purposely nearly identically copied the Westminster. Not that they were plagiarizing, but they wanted to show their Presbyterian brethren that they were on the same page, if you were, theologically on most matters other than on the ordinances, or especially the ordinance of baptism and church polity. But being Reformed, I have witnessed fellow Calvinists say things during someone's period of suffering that might be true, might be absolutely true, just like sometimes Job's so-called comforters said things that were completely wrong and off base to Job. They were better when they were keeping their mouths shut initially. But would you agree that it is wrong, and especially perhaps in the way that it is said to someone, not necessarily the truth that is being said, that, well, this is all part of God's will. This is God's in sovereign control over this, so just buck up. You know, I know that you're in agony with this disease that's going to most likely end your life, but it's God's will. So we should not ever be in opposition to whatever God wills, that kind of thing. How do you respond to that kind of attitude that some of our fellow reform people have?
Yeah, so as a mom of four sons, there were times when they would, one of them would say something to the other one, and I would say, you shouldn't say that to your brother. And he'd say, but it's true. And But is it helpful? Is it gracious? Is it kind? And I think we need to offer comfort and have wisdom in our words. There is a time to maybe talk about the fact that God is sovereign even in our suffering. But there's also a time just to love someone and maybe offer some other passages that might be encouraging during that time of suffering. So I think wisdom, having wisdom in what we say and when we say it, is very important when we have someone in our life that's suffering.
Amen. We have Susan Margaret in Dauphin County, Pennsylvania, who says, I have become very leery and apprehensive and at times even outright opposed to many involved in hospice care because of the fact that I have witnessed with my own eyes during the terminal illness of a loved one, hospice care individuals telling this person who was not a believer that they have nothing to fear about death, just accept it, it's a natural part of life. They are so consumed with making people comfortable while they're dying. If they're not Christians, they're going to be giving people false hope. Don't you think that we have to be very careful when selecting hospice care for loved ones, that we are not putting them in the care of those that are going to give them false hope?
Yeah, that's a wonderful point. I don't have a lot of experience with hospice care except for when my mother-in-law was dying and was in hospice care. And sometimes when you're in that situation looking for hospice care, you don't even have a lot of options, so that might be difficult. But I will say that when my mother-in-law was dying in her last few weeks of life, her pastor was at her bedside almost daily. And so if someone's in a situation where maybe the hospice care is saying things like that that are not true, that you want to get a pastor in there that's going to be preaching the gospel to them and the truth.
Amen. Well, before we run out of time with you, I want to make sure that you have about 5 minutes of uninterrupted time just to unburden your heart and tell our listeners what you want most etched on their hearts and minds before they leave the program today in regard to suffering.
You know, one thing I've learned is that all of us as Christians suffer. It might be something small. It might be a bad day. It might be a broken arm. It could be something that lasts a short time, or it could be something that lasts a long time. My best friend, she just had her baby die shortly after birth.
Wow.
And she will suffer for a very long time. You know, she said to me, I don't know if I will ever get over this. And some of that might hurt. If we've ever lost someone that's now with the Lord, we'll miss them until we're with the Lord. And so we all suffer. We all suffer as believers. But I think that there's a lot in Scripture that is comforting. And so I'm sure someone in your audience is suffering right now. And so I just offer what has brought me a lot of encouragement, and that's the Psalms. And Psalm 13 is one that goes through my head so often. And it starts out, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? Will you keep hiding your face from me?" Well, obviously the Lord hasn't forgotten the psalmist or hidden his face, but it really points to the fact that our emotions can be very strong and not accurate. But in the end, it talks about, but I have trusted in your loving kindness. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. And so when we're suffering, our emotions can do crazy things, but we always need to go back to what we know to be true. And what we know to be true is on the pages of Scripture and be reminded of God's love for us and his faithfulness for us.
Amen. We do have some time for some more listener questions. We have Arnie in Perry County, Pennsylvania, who says, don't you think that well-meaning Christians often say wrong things that do not really help the person who is suffering? I know one thing that is very commonly said to people when they are suffering is, I know what you're going through. Don't you think that we have to be very hesitant to say things like that? Even if we have suffered in similar ways to the person, we could perhaps phrase it differently to let them know that we have empathy because we've experienced something similar. But to say, I know what you're going through, as individuals who have different reactions to specific events and occurrences in their lives, don't we react and go through things differently? And shouldn't we not be very careful to make that claim?
Yeah, well, Corinthians talks about one of the reasons that we suffer is that we may comfort others who suffer. But I have said to people before, you could have two people with the exact same cancer, but their life is still very different. Now, one of them may be single and one of them may be married with kids, or whatever the situation may be. You know, saying, I understand what you're going through is not, I don't think, a wise thing to say to somebody. It goes back to what I was talking about earlier. So I agree with the guy that sent the question in that's not a wise thing, and that we need to have wisdom in what we do say to the suffering person.
Thank you, Arnie, in Perry County. Keep spreading the word about Iron Sharpens Iron Radio in Perry County, Pennsylvania, and beyond. We have CJ in Lindenhurst, Long Island, New York. And CJ asks, I heard a recent guest of yours who wrote a book on grieving answer a question you asked, and I wanted to ask it again because I think it's an excellent question. How do we know how forcefully and how gently to speak to someone who is dying about hell and about their need to embrace Christ for salvation? It is something that we, many of us, are very intimidated to do, because the last thing you want to do is add to the discomfort of somebody who may be lying in a hospital bed in pain as they die and are already going through terrifying emotions. So how do we balance this by being both loving and compassionate and tender with being truthful, because the more important thing is where that person is going to spend eternity?
Wow, that's a great question. I don't know if I can adequately answer it. I think through a lot of prayer and seeking to speak the truth in love regardless of the situation.
Yeah, and don't you think that very often, as I just mentioned earlier about speaking theological truths to people, that the way we say things very often is key? We could be saying something true, but in the wrong way, in a wrong manner, at a wrong time, etc. Don't you think that that we have to be very clear to someone when we are speaking the truth about the gospel, that we ourselves were rescued by this gospel, that we ourselves were deserving of hell, and received this grace freely because of the mercy and love of Christ? And at the same time, we would not be appearing to be in some way judgmental about, or in a self-righteous way.
Right.
I mean, sometimes that perhaps we who are brothers in Christ can learn from our sisters, I think, in that way, about the gentle way of approaching someone in this kind of a circumstance.
Yeah, and that really just goes back to having wisdom, but also having love in our approach. And like, I like what you said about not being self-righteous, that, you know, we're no different. We are all sinners in need of a Savior.
Well, Colleen, I look forward to you returning to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio in the future, and often, actually. I really enjoyed our time together, which was too short. I know that you were unable to be on for the first hour, which is why our mutual friend Andrew Rappaport filled in for you. So if you could hold on after we go off the air, because I'd like to perhaps go over the calendar with you to invite you back. But I want our listeners to be remembered, to be reminded, I should say, that your podcast can be found at theologygals.com, theologygals.com, correct?
Yes.
Well, I want to thank everybody who listened, especially those who took the time to write in. And I want you all to always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far, far greater Savior than you are a sinner. We look forward to hearing from you and your questions for our guest tomorrow on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. God bless.